It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Today on With the First Pick, we're doing a live mock draft. And here's the twist, Rick. I've sent producer Debo 4 different first-round trade scenarios, but you're not going to be privy to the details because I'm going to get your reaction in real time. I'm sure you'll be extremely excited about it, so I look forward to that. By the way, Rick, these are realistic scenarios, and I've even included the draft compensation because folks seem to love that stuff. I'm Ryan Wilson. That's Rick Spielman from an undisclosed location. He's on the road this week. This is episode 146. And Rick, as always, before we get going, how many days until the 2024 NFL draft?
Well, there are only 14 days, Ryan, until the 2024 NFL draft, which is exactly 2 weeks. And again, I appreciate not being included in the staff meetings when we do these shows, but I do have my best work, and the funnest time I have is when you throw curveballs at me so I can get them corrected in live, real time.
That's true. You can hit a curveball. You can't hit the fastball, but you can hit the curveball out of the park. I'll give you that. Rick, any favorite 14s to stick out in your mind? The old Rolodex there? I got a bunch for you.
Yeah. I'd have to say one that just got traded, Stephon Diggs.
Oh, that's a good one. Who drafted that guy?
Yeah.
Some dude, whatever happened to him?
Yeah.
It was you, Rick. People. Some other ones, or you want me to tell you the rest?
Go ahead.
Y.A. Tittle.
Oh,
where'd he go to college? I looked that one up.
I do remember, yeah, the famous photo of his nose bleeding through his
that's right,
his face mask. With the
he was like 28 years older than that picture, which is crazy. Dan Fouts, Ken Anderson,
yes,
one of my favorites growing up. Steve Grogan wore the neck roll as a quarterback, which is awesome. And old Freddy Biletnikoff. All right, Rick, let's get to it. Mock draft time. Into the mock draft database simulator we go. You had the first pick, according to producer Debo, because you're number one.
Am I allowed to go now?
Yeah, you're on the clock, unless you want to mess around.
No, I got to wait for 10 minutes, just like the league tells you to wait for, to build out the anxiety.
Debo's trying to get out of town, and you're dragging your feet.
I'm just trying to make it realistic. So
I like it.
I am going to have to go with the first overall pick for the Chicago Bears, no-brainer, Caleb Williams.
Who, if you watched the podcast yesterday, is going to be 95% of C.J. Stroud. All right, next up.
Did anyone respond to that?
Not yet. They're coming, though. Don't worry.
Okay.
Maybe people agree with you, which would also be super crazy. I gave you a nickname, though, on Twitter when I tweeted it out. I called you Click Spielman instead of Rick Spielman. Click Spielman. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's better than a lot of things I've been called.
That's true.
Including when we're off the air with Debo and you.
Yeah, the conversation Debo had with his grandmother and the name he used to describe you to her, that was something else. Took my breath away. All right, next up, Commanders on the clock. I'm going with Jaden Daniels. I'm not going to
think about it.
No, I don't need to think about it. Cliff Kingsbury likes athletic dual threat quarterbacks. I think Dan Quinn loves the idea of having that type of player on his team, not one he has to game plan against. So done and done. So the Patriots on the clock. Wait a second, Rick.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me there's a trade.
There's a trade! And I'll give you the details. Debo might have to hit some different buttons to make it happen, but these are the actual details sent to the league office. Who do you think is coming up to number three?
Detroit. Minnesota.
Minnesota. So the Patriots are going to get number 11, number 23, and a 2025 first rounder, and maybe some other odds and ends thrown in on the back end there. So the Patriots feel like this roster isn't yet conducive to supporting a franchise quarterback, at least here. We'll see what happens later in the draft. And they're going to stockpile some picks and get better, and then maybe they take a quarterback with a later first rounder. We'll find out. But the Vikings are trading up, and you're on the clock, Rick. Who are you trading? Are you taking it three?
Yeah, Minnesota has no choice. And I know just reading through some clips that they love to work out these quarterbacks privately. The first three are off the board. I heard he had a great workout with Minnesota up at Michigan on a private workout. So I'm going to go with J.J. McCarthy.
So Drake May is still there, you realize, because we're only
Sorry. I'm sorry. They went to three. My apologies.
You just got fired. You're fired, sir.
Okay. Don't worry. I'm callous to it now.
You did the old psych on him. All right. Drake May it is. I want to make sure. Okay. No.
Yeah. We're going Drake May. Josh McCown coached him in high school. He spent a lot of time with him, even though they've had private workouts, but he spent a lot of time with him on the field after the workout. Saw Josh and Drake talking a lot.
Yeah, I should have let you make that pick and then hold it up against you. But I'm too good a person for that. By the way, I wanted to get in. I'm going to do Debo's job here quickly because he's got a million things going on. I don't mean that in disrespectful way like you mean. I mean, seriously. So we got I was looking at the comments on Apple Podcasts. Keep those coming, by the way. I appreciate the 5-star review. But this is the quickest turnaround ever on a mailbag question. And it's pertinent to what just happened here. So Tommy Slayton asked this the other day, Rick. Wilson and Rick together are both insightful and hilarious. That sounds like one of our relatives, whatever. I appreciate that, Tommy. He's a lifelong Vikings fan. And Rick, you recently said that the Vikings almost have to give up trade three first round picks, to get up and get JJ if that's what it takes. That would be number four, in this case, number three for Drake May. And I noted he said that losing value there because everyone else is getting their guy for just that first round pick. And we've talked about that to death. Here's Tommy's question to you, Rick. If we're going to lose value, why wouldn't we just draft Michael Penix at number 11? Is JJ really two plus first round picks better than Michael Penix?
Well, Michael Penix has had an excellent pre-draft process. I don't know how the Vikings feel about him. I'm sure they're going through those meetings. And maybe their opinion changed before they pulled the trigger on getting Houston's first round pick. So they have two first round picks. So to me, why would you not use those two first round picks, or why would you go get two first round picks if you weren't going to use that draft capital to move up and go get a JJ McCarthy or a Drake May? I think there is a difference between the talent. I think Michael Penix Jr. did everything he can to knock it out of the park through this pre-draft process, but I don't know how they feel about these quarterbacks. So if they stay and just take a quarterback at 11, why are they giving away a second round pick or whatever they had to give up to go back into the first round this year?
Yeah,
because the depth of the first round, especially 15 through maybe 40, I don't know if there's that big a difference between the talent that you get in that range. So why, if you weren't going to trade up and use that draft capital to go get a quarterback, why would you move up into the first round when you get that same player with that probably just as much talent where you were picking in the second round?
Yep, I get it. Tommy adds, as a side note, he loves and appreciates Rick for all you did for our organization. So, again, definitely one of your relatives. Thank you for that, Tommy. That was a very nice message. Sure. And a good question. Here's my conspiracy theory. If the Vikings don't take a trade up for a quarterback, they'll trade Justin Jefferson for a first-round pick. They'll take Roman Dunes at 11. They'll draft Michael Penix at 23. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, who knows? That's why we're going to know. And did I tell you, Ryan, in 14 days until the 2024 NFL draft?
All right, let's go. Debo's pulling his hair out because he's trying to get out of here. Next up, the Arizona Cardinals. Another trade, Rick. What is going on?
Can't
who do you think straight? Who do you think straight up to four?
Boy, is JJ McCarthy still on the board?
Yeah, of course he is.
Then I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos. Or
it's right there on the screen. You could have seen it. It was the New York Giants. They're trading up. I'm not.
I don't cheat. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for not cheating. All right, so here's the compensation if you're so curious about this. Giants are up to four. The Cardinals get number six, number 47, and a 2025 first-round pick. That's sort of rich.
Ow. Yes.
But, hey, the Giants need their quarterback. Daniel Jones had his opportunities. He struggled with injuries. He's been good but not great. Go ahead, Debo. Hit the button. They're taking J.J. McCarthy here.
I don't understand that, but that's you're the GM. I'm just a guy in a corner.
Hey, yeah. Joe Shane called me and said, do it. So I did it.
What purpose does that serve?
What do you mean? They need a quarterback. That's what purpose it serves. They love JJ. They loved it. You just talked about how great his workouts were for the Vikings. Maybe the Giants had a similar situation.
Okay, so he's going to sit behind Daniel Jones. He's going to sit behind
Drew Locke.
And just sit there and rot as a third quarterback for a year?
For 6 weeks, and then you play him. That's what happens with all these rookie quarterbacks. He'll be out there in 2024.
Okay.
Is JJ starting in Minnesota over Sam Darnold over the first year?
I would bet if he was in Minnesota, he'd start sooner than he would if JJ ended up in New York. But maybe they're looking for the future. But I still think that they're trying to win this year. And by getting one of the premier receivers, which makes sense to me, that would help them get over the hump.
All right. Well, we'll find out together. Yeah. How many days?
In 14 days, Ryan, we'll find out what actually happens in these. Thank God I wasn't in this staff meeting.
I told Debo you might be angry with these. All right,
that's
next
a bad trade. You're going to hear about that, Ryan. That's a bad trade.
Oh, even Debo doesn't like the trade. I get it.
Yes.
I'm just thinking outside the box here. We've done things pretty much status quo for the last 250 days. I'm mixing it up here down the stretch.
Well, it would have made a lot more sense if Vegas or Denver came up.
I got plans for those guys. Just you wait.
Okay.
Oh, next up, the Chargers are on the clock. They are staying put.
Really?
So, Rick, you're picking. Look at all this. Look at what you have here.
And Marvin Harrison, number five.
Yeah, and Marvin Harrison still there too.
Yeah, move on, take him and go.
Okay, now worried about a right tackle at this point.
No, not
all right. Arizona is now at six. So Arizona moved down, got a couple extra picks, taking Malik Nabers.
I agree.
Oh, thank you. Now we're getting somewhere, Debo. Next up, the Titans at seven. They consider moving down. If Malik Nabers had been here, I asked you this yesterday, they would have had a situation to consider. But Malik Nabers is gone. Roma Dunze is there, however. And then, of course, all the tackles that you might want to choose.
Now, I don't know who's playing left tackle for him, but I know after this pick, it'll be Joe Alt.
He's got jokes, Debo. next up, the Atlanta Falcons. I saw something on the Twitter machine today, Rick. That said, the Falcons should continue to lean in to take skill position players. How mad would you be if they took Roma Dunze here?
I would. You got to talk about it because you got Drake London. I know we talked about yesterday Mooney and Moore, who they got over from Arizona, Mooney from Chicago. So, but knowing a defensive head coach, knowing the depth at the receiver position, that doesn't make sense to me here. So I have to go with Dallas Turner. They need another edge rusher.
All right, this is my pick. I was just getting your opinion. I'm taking Jared Verse because I like a smidge better. But I just want to get your thoughts on a wide receiver potentially as an option. I'll take Dallas Turner.
You took Verse?
I'm sorry, Jared Verse. Sorry, I'm taking Jared Verse. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I like him a smidge better. I like them both.
Okay. All right, that's awesome.
You're welcome. Next up, the Chicago. Oh, wait, another trade, Rick.
This one makes sense. Finally.
Who do you know? You don't know who's coming up.
I don't care, but if I'm at 9 and I only have 4 draft picks in this draft, I need more draft capital. So trade the hell out and get some draft capital.
All right. Hey, Debo, he's okay with this, Debo. So,
Rick, do you have your stress ball? You're like banging cups against the table like you're a middle schooler.
Oh, yeah. Don't bang it against the table, Rick. Debo's angrier than you are today. Oh, if you're listening or watching this, please send help because I'm getting doubled up on the anger from Debo now, who's in a sour mood, and Rick, who's in a normal mood. All right, Rick, here's who's coming up.
I had Jell-O with actual fruit in it and whipped cream on top for dessert for lunch today. Tell me that isn't a delicacy.
I remember that in third grade, too. That was a special treat. Were you good today? That's what happened? You got it as for being good? All right, here's who's coming up, Rick. From 14, the New Orleans Saints are going up to number 9. They may have to send their 122nd pick as well. The Bears get 14, 45, and 150. So they get a couple extra picks. So they're going down 5 spots. The Saints are coming up. You get to make the pick, Rick. What do you think they're coming up for?
Oh, this is an easy one.
Yeah.
Fashanu. Olu Fashanu.
You got it.
They need a left tackle.
All right. Now
and they're always all in, so they don't care about future draft picks. Mickey Loomis has a history of trading picks and future picks because they seem to be trying to get all in this year. That's an all-in move to get their future left tackle.
All right, Debo, grade the trade so far. 1, 2, and 3.
Well, we know which one's last.
You hated the Giants trade. Okay, that's you can give that a...
I think in terms of, like, for the teams that trade up, like, the winner here is the Saints based on compensation.
Okay. So you like the Saints trade the best.
The Giants are sacrificing too much. The Vikings are sacrificing too much. And
okay. Well, we know that Rick liked this trade, so this one must have been okay.
That was the first one I liked.
Yeah, you really did like that one. You really had nothing to say, which gave me pause. All right, next up, the Jets at 10. All right. Do I want to get Roma Dunze here? I have to take Roma Dunze. I'm not worried about they have tackles 1 year. We'll worry about the tackles next year. They're all on 1 year deals. Roma Dunze. All right. Here sits the New England. What's that?
Disagree with that one, but that's fine.
Oh, why would you have taken a tackle? They have 2 guys on 1 year deals. You can worry about the tackles.
Both tackles I like, they're gone. So, and I understand they're making an all in move this year.
Yeah. Would you take it for a while?
No.
No. Oh.
I would have taken Brock Bowers.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I'm okay with that. I mean, they don't have a
tight end.
I get it.
And this guy's pretty unique. Why would you take a position? And then there's no tight ends left in the draft. Why would you do that?
You love Ben Sennett. I love Theo Johnson. There's some guys left.
Those are third, fourth round guys. Maybe in
by the way, Brock Bowers didn't compete, Rick. He said he was hurt, didn't run the 40. He's a fourth round pick for me.
Okay. Well, he's going to, I heard, run here next week.
Oh, he is? All right. Well, the next draft, I'll take him first overall then. We'll see. I need to see him compete.
Call you those type of guys. You're like a grade changer. So as soon as you hear everybody talk about it, you change your grade. Just stick to your guns.
And by the way, I'm kidding for people who don't know. He competed. He got the tightrope surgery, came back and competed for Georgia, and then competed at a high level. I don't hate that pick here at 10, but I like Roma Dunze as well. All right, now the Patriots on the clock because they traded down. They're at 11. Rick is shaking his head. What do you want to do here, Rick?
This is when the TV networks actually go to commercial, right, Ryan?
Oh, gosh. I saw your note. Sorry. All right, Rick, while you think about what the Patriots should do at 11, let's take a quick break and you can come back and be angry about it right after this.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles, uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I feel it in my soul. I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, we're back, Rick. Commercial break's over. I wasn't following Debo's instructions. That's on me. Patriots now on the clock with their first of two first-round picks after that trade down. Some would call masterful. What are you doing?
Boy, Brock Bowers there. But, okay, just for argument's sake, I'm going to go with Michael Penix Jr. I do get my quarterback.
Oh, love it. That's why we do it, Rick. That's why we do it. All right, Debo, grade that pick, number 11, Michael Penix Jr. to the Patriots.
I like it. I wonder if it changes any of these upcoming trades you have.
Well, because I knew Denver potentially could need a quarterback, so if I was going to take one and I'm there at 11, I have to snag one now. That's if he's the highest quarterback on our board. I know there's some receivers there. I need some offensive line help. I need offensive tackle help. The two top guys were taken. So I'm going to take a swing and get my future quarterback with Michael Penix Jr.
And that leads to the final trade of the first round. Unless you have one you want to do. The Broncos are out. They were thinking about Michael Penix Jr. here. Maybe they get Bo Nix later. We'll find out. They're trading down, Rick. And guess who's coming up?
How's New Orleans going to come up again?
No, I said, guess who is coming up? He's going to change that. He'll change it. Who it is. The Dallas Cowboys are coming up from 24.
Oh. Ooh.
So Denver is going to get the number 24 pick. They'll get number 56, and they'll get a 2025 third rounder. And the Cowboys will come up to number 24, a pick 12 here. And they're taking. Should I take Fuaga or Fuatanu?
Boy, don't ask me. It's not my pick.
I'm going to take Tully Fuaga. He's a better player, just slightly better. I like them both. But day one's right tackle. Figure out Terrence Steele. Tyler Smith will kick outside. Bada bing, bada boom.
You buying any Micah Parsons buzz that he might be wearing thin a little bit in that locker room?
Oh, boy, I didn't hear about that.
I just, you know, Dallas Turner there.
Oh, man, you can't trade Micah Parsons, can you, Rick? How big of a headache do you have to be as Micah Parsons to get rid of him?
He is coming up his contract as well.
Oh, man.
You have to get a first-round pick. You and Debo go through these scenarios in your exclusive staff meetings that I'm not included in, but you don't
talk through every angle.
With
we literally sent you an invite. It was 11 o'clock last night.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask this quickly, Rick. You have to get a first round pick for Micah Parsons. Should you trade him in any hypothetical, no matter when his contract is due? Is that correct?
No, I would. Everything is all in this year. So they don't want to weaken their team. They want to give him the best chance. And then we'll figure it out next year because they got CeeDee Lamb coming up, Dak Prescott coming up. So they didn't make many moves. They just made this move. And you took a right tackle, which they don't need, which I don't understand, but that's fine. But I can't see them doing anything until, you know, potentially next year if they franchise them or what happens.
Well, I think you would agree that Fuaga is an upgrade over Terrence Steele, and Tyler Smith's playing left tackle. So in that level, in that sense, it does.
I don't know. If I'm not mistaken, didn't they extend Terrence Steele and give him a pretty decent contract?
Is Fuaga better than Terrence Steele?
I don't know. I think Terrence Steele is pretty functional.
I'm telling you.
It's not a need.
Oh, please. All right. You're up, Las Vegas Raiders.
Who's banging something?
Oh, it's right.
I'm sorry. It's frustrating. Let me put my cup down and just get my squeeze ball and just squeeze my
ball. It's like you're in a stacking competition at Disney World.
I love the cup stacking thing.
What are we doing?
Well, who came up with this mock idea with all these trades? It's driving me insane. And then he's making ridiculous picks on some of these.
I'm the person that saved you from taking J.J. McCarthy third overall. This is the things I get. All right, you're in Vegas. What are you doing at 13?
Oh, boy. I need offensive line help. My quarterbacks are all gone. Too high for me for Bo Nix.
Fatani's there.
You know what I'm going to do?
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
I'm going to take Brock Bowers. He's still sitting there. And he is a good football player. Not the
Notre Dame here in the second round. What are we doing?
He's too good a football player. That's like in my situation where we had Chester Taylor, who rushed for like 1,100 yards when I got there.
Yeah.
You're not going to take Adrian Peterson?
Man, that's high praise. Your comp for Brock Bowers is Adrian Peterson. Okay. All right. Look at this, Rick. This is how good Ryan Wilson polls is. We traded down from 9 to 14, and I'm still getting Dallas Turner. How do you like me now?
A+. Yeah.
A+, Debo. You heard it here.
If they get those two, then they're going to be really nipping at the heels of winning that division next year.
Well, yeah, 95% of CJ. Absolutely. All right. Indianapolis Colts at 15. Man, that's a layup.
Yeah. Terrion Arnold. No questions. Move on. Need a corner.
All right. 16. Do I just take? I don't want to take Jackson Powers Johnson or Byron Murphy. What do you prefer, Rick?
I'm not making this pick for you. I'm tired of it. I'd like to see you continue to make these selections and let the people get on you. I refuse to participate in this asset or in some of your decision making.
Oh my gosh. Devo has to hit the mute button. I'm going to wait on the offensive line help. This is a little too rich for interior offensive line. Yeah, give me Byron Murphy. I love me some Byron Murphy. And that frustrates the Jacksonville Jaguars at 17. Although they have some other needs as well, Rick. So what do you want to do for Jacksonville?
Boy, they just extended our Josh Allen.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to go. They need a corner. The corner's still sitting there. They need an edge rusher still, even though they extended Josh Allen. I have to get the defense better. Both of them will help. I don't know about Latu's neck. I know what Mitchell's upside is. I'm going to take Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay. That feels pretty good. All right, next up, Cincinnati Bengals. Man,
you know
they
what?
Were hoping.
I really love your positive reinforcement on every pick that I make, and I should learn from you and maybe do that more for when you make your picks.
At least you noticed it. That's a start. The Cincinnati Bengals really wanted Brock Bowers here. So, oh my gosh. I'll just say this out loud since you're not answering my own questions. I love the idea of Brian Thomas Jr. and Jamar Chase, but you gotta fix the offensive line, Rick. That's why you make those faces. Now, here's the question. Do I take Fa'atanu or do I take a Jackson Powers Johnson? I think Fa'atanu offers more versatility.
Who's lining up at right tackle right now?
Could be Troy Fa'atanu. Trent Brown's on the roster.
Yeah. I don't know. You have to go offensive line, I would think, yeah. Or defensive line.
I'm taking Troy Fa'atanu. That's Troy. I'm taking it is Troy. I talked to myself, forgot his name for a second. Yeah, let's do Troy Fa'atanu. We'll find a place for him to play. He can play inside or out if he needs to. The Rams at 19 are next.
And is Brian Murphy the second still up there?
No, I took him at 16. to Seattle.
Okay. It's very selfish of you.
Johnny Newton's still there.
Johnny Newton. I'm going to go. They lost. He's not Aaron Donald. You can't replace Aaron Donald, but you need interior help on the defensive line. So I'm going to take Johnny Newton.
I wish you'd left me one of those cornerbacks so I could take one at 20 and make you angry. But I'll just take Jackson Powers Johnson and move on.
Thank you.
No-brainer, as Rick would like to say. Even though I could have taken J.C. Latham here. You would take Jackson Powers Johnson over J.C. Latham?
No, I love J.C. Latham. I would have took J.C. Latham for the Cincinnati Bengals, but I wasn't picking for them. So
yeah, that's true. I like Fiatani a little better than J.C., so that's, I'm okay with that. Next up, the Miami Dolphins at 21.
I'm not. Yeah, give me J.C. Latham. This is a no-brainer.
I love how you're manipulating the board to your benefit while trying to play nice with me. At 22, I'm going to take Spencer Rattler to the Eagles. Debo, you didn't move the button. What's going on? All right, let's do Cooper DeJean. He ran well. Debo loves him. I love him. That feels like a layup.
I'm thinking about Latu here, Ryan.
Oh, okay. Hold on. You can talk.
No. The pick is made. I'm just noting. Like,
okay,
just because of Nolan Smith. Like Brandon Graham's 45 years old. Josh Sweat might be in his last year. We don't know about Bryce Huff. We just traded Hassan. I'm thinking about Latu or even Chop.
What do you think here, Rick?
Well, I think that if everybody just respected their roles and did their jobs on this show.
Is that how you were in the room? People can't talk?
Huh? Yeah, they can talk. I know, just don't listen.
Oh, I see.
So,
what's the biggest need for you? I think that, well, I'm not sure why Debo's down on Nolan Smith. He's going into year two. I think Bryce Huff's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you're not going to give him a chance. What did CJ Stroud say to me?
Give a brother a chance.
Give a brother a chance to warm up.
Give a try, yeah.
No, I'm not. Look, I'd be thrilled with Cooper DeJean. Just pointing out the edge there.
All right.
Okay.
I love Latu as well. And I hope he clears medically everywhere so he goes top 15. But I'll take Cooper here just because he tested well when he ran last week, 4.43, I believe, unofficial. And he does provide some versatility.
If Powers Johnson or Fatano were there, that's my pick. But
that could happen. Now, Rick, you have a second first-round pick. Oh, my gosh, you're going to get your wide receiver here if you're smart.
Yeah, just run up there and get Brian Thomas Jr., no brainer.
Elliott Wolf did a fantastic job. I'll just leave it at that.
You got the best deep ball thrower in this draft, and you got maybe the best vertical threat in this draft.
Love it. All right, now Denver's traded down. Yeah, boy. I don't want Bo Nix here. That's too rich for me. Should I trade down again, Rick? Oh, man. I would actually consider.
I'm sitting on pins and needles for this pick.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough pick. Whatever happens, you're going to hate it. Let's see here. I could go edge rush help, and this might be a place where I take Latu. I think I'm going Latu here, Rick. As we sit here, Malcolm Roach is listed as a starter. There's not a ton after that. They have Jonathan Cooper. They have Ronnie Perkins, who I like coming out. They have Nick Benito. Latu it is. So they got some draft capital. They got some other things to figure out. Maybe they get the quarterback later in round two. Maybe they trade back up at the end of round one for Bo Nix. 25, the Green Bay Packers.
Yep. The easy one for me. They still need corner help. I'm going to go with Nate Wiggins or Kool-Aid. Give me Nate Wiggins. I'll take Nate Wiggins up there because of the receivers he's going to have to cover.
Over Ennis Rakestraw as well? Is that how you have him ranked?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Rakestraw's out of the first.
Oh, okay. Squeeze me. Next up, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 26. All right, what do you want to do here? Ryan Jensen's gone. They need help on the offensive line. I think Graham Barton's staring us in the face. We got to take Graham Barton.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take him over Marius Mims. Next up, Arizona Cardinals back on the clock. Oh, my God, they got Malik Nabers. They're going to get an edge rusher or a right tackle. Oh, my gosh. Monty Austin Ford crushing it.
I am going to go, even though this hurts, Jonathan Gannon. I'm going to go offense. I'm going to go Guyton here.
Interesting.
And I'm going to move Paris Johnson over to the left side. So I got my two young bookend tackles.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. Is your concern with Amarius just the lack of playing time and the injuries?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought he was going to take, he said, I'm going to hurt Gannon. I thought he was going to take Darius Robinson.
That's disrespectful, Devo. Was that a Rick Spielman decision, or have you been hearing things through the little birdies about Amarius slipping?
Everything's my decision.
Oh, excuse me. I mean, you broke the news about Tyke Smith and Max Melton last episode, so I didn't know. It's one of those situations. By the way, those are my picks. Tyke Smith's a huge Rick Spielman fan. He retweeted your little comment, so that was nice. Finally.
I didn't say thank you.
Of course, there he is. All right, let's see the wide receivers, Debo. I'm going to go with – so A.D. Mitchell's there. I'm taking Ladd McConkey. I'm going to mix it up. And that way the Chiefs don't get him. So Ladd McConkey, welcome to Buffalo. Next up, Detroit Lions. Chop Robinson's there. Darius Robinson's there. Any direction you'd like to go. The world is your oyster, Rick. Ooh, Amarius Mims.
Yeah, I think they need to start building up their offensive line, but those guys, there has been a run on them. I don't like any of the offensive linemen left, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I am going to have to give me I'm going to go with this pick. I'm deciding between the corner, which they need, or the Chop Robinson. I'm going to go with Chop Robinson.
Okay. Playoffs today, Hutchinson.
Yep. They need.
By the way, some people rusher. I'm sorry. What's that?
They need another edge rusher.
Yeah.
That even though he may be a situational edge rusher, but I think he would give them another for someone to the offenses to account for, other than trying to triple team Aiden Hutchinson every snap.
Is Houston? He's obviously situational pass rusher as well. Is he less situational? Is he used less frequently?
Yeah, well, he was hurt last year. Yeah.
He missed a lot of time last year. What's the thinking on him in 2024 though? If he's healthy, I mean.
Yeah, we got a pretty good rotation. Can never have enough edge rushers.
By the way, you mentioned Aiden Hutchinson there. A few folks in the comments agreed that Sauce Gardner should be the first overall pick in the redraft over Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay.
Just saying.
I appreciate your opinions.
Do you? Because it sounds like you don't.
I do. I honestly do.
All right. This is what we call a no-brainer in the Rick world, Debo. Give me Amarius Mims, right tackle. Morgan Moses is gone. Amarius Mims steps in. And that takes that pick from the 49ers as well.
Well, yep, because I could have used an offensive tackle there, but I also need a corner. So Kool-Aid's still sitting there. This is an easy one for me, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Okay. Kool-Aid it is. And then the last pick in the first round. Pretty sure all the offensive linemen that I like is gone, but Debo hit the offensive line button just to make sure.
Why are you even looking at it? Just take the guy that's sitting in here in the face.
Look how angry. Bo Nix, you want me to take Bo Nix? Yeah. All right.
It wouldn't surprise me. I'll just say that.
He's so frustrated, Debo. Good news is we're getting here in record time for Debo's travel, so that's good. Yeah, let's take AD
Chiefs
Mitchell.
Picking here, by the way.
Who?
Just letting people know Chiefs are picking.
Oh, the Chiefs are picking at 32. Sorry, that's right. Once again, Rick got me off my game by yelling at me because I wanted to take Bo Nix here. He's talked me out of it, locked me in the closet. He's turning the card. It's going to be A.D. Mitchell.
Why? Why wouldn't you consider Ladd McConkey? Why wouldn't you consider your boy?
Debo, will you scroll up to 28, please? Because at 28, I took Ladd McConkey, and I said at the time, while you were drinking your water, I don't want the Chiefs to get him.
Okay, that makes no sense.
What do you mean it makes no sense? It makes perfect sense.
Okay, I lost interest in who you were picking. That's my fault. I should pay more attention.
That's right. So you have to take A.D. Mitchell here if you're getting a wide receiver. Am I correct on picking that?
Yeah, because I don't think you're going to see Rashee Rice at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he's working through some things off the field. So there it is. That's a wrap. Debo, how would you grade the decision to not tell Rick about the trades?
Should we hide the decision that we're doing a 7-round mock next Wednesday?
With all trades. Every pick is going to be traded, Rick. That's your punishment. So
lovely.
Hey, it was something different. That was fun. The Vikings get Drake May in this draft. That hasn't happened. I don't think any of the mock drafts we've done. They trade up to 3. My favorite pick at 28, Ladd McConkey to the Bills. And you had, who'd you have taken Brock Bowers?
Boy.
The Raiders.
You had the Raiders taking Brock Bowers. That's right. So, all right. That's it. And we're done. Episode 146 in the books. We'll be back next week, 2 weeks to go until the draft. I think we have 3 shows next week as well. Maybe if you
can be excluded from the staff meetings so I could just react spontaneously.
Yeah, I like
Sunday night, 11:45. Let us know if you can join.
Yeah, if you're so selfish, Rick, and sleeping all the time, you can join the staff meetings. We talked about this extensively. 2-hour phone call last night.
Big clusters episode coming on Monday.
Yeah, clusters coming up on Monday. So we talked about that last year. Debo showed me the list, and I had Tyree Wilson in my cluster one, tier one. So hopefully I can do a little better than that. He was hurt. He'll be awesome this year. But those, so we'll talk about how we have these guys ranked. And by clusters, Rick, we mean if you have the 8th overall pick, you have a group of guys in that range, you just check off the boxes. You don't have a ton of conversations at that point unless you're fielding trade calls. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll talk about that.
Arsene, can I get a clarification? I know because Debo will send out an email and it'll be unclear the exact instructions on how he wants the clusters done. Will it be position groups or will it be positions mixed?
Mixed. At least that's what we did last year. We did positions mixed. If you want to group them, you group them and then we can.
No, that's fine. I just tell me the rules. That's all I need to know. Later.
All right, Debo, send out the detailed
I wish the viewers discussion. And listeners actually saw my emails. they'd be amazed.
That'll come on the documentary. You will be vindicated in the documentary. All right, Rick, that's it for 146. That was a fun mock draft, a little traits there, so hopefully folks liked it. Probably hated it, but that's okay. For my guy Rick, for Debo, I'm Ryan Wilson. Thanks, guys, for watching and listening and commenting. We will see you next week.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.